This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Sexual harassment revelations across the country have led to discussions on how to respond and how to change office behavior. But this harassment and behavior is also a problem for young people who may not know how to talk about it. As KUT's Claire McInerney reports, a nonprofit in Austin is teaching students how to deal with harassment through drama.
The concept is simple. Actors perform short plays that depict bullying, sexual harassment, and other scenarios. Then, the actors and students discuss what happened and rewrite the scenes to have different outcomes. The actors work for Creative Action, a nonprofit which hosts these programs in schools throughout the city. Margaret Hunsicker is one of the performers.
So we're here to teach them, you know, what consent is and when to recognize harassment as it's happening and then what to do if you see it happening.
Today, she and two other actors are performing for a 7th grade class at the charter school, Idea Rundberg. Hunsicker is playing the role of a 7th grade girl named Jessica. Another actor plays a male classmate who slaps her butt while taking a selfie so he can post it to social media.
Three.
Hey, son, give that back.
Hey, wait, hold on. See, look, this is a gotcha pick. Okay.
The actors then ask the students to make suggestions for what a bystander could do to support the girl. They also ask how the girl could react after to make sure the boy knows what he did was unwanted. One student suggests getting a teacher, so the actors redo the scene.
One, action. Hey, son, give that back. Help! Somebody help me!
Sorry, what's going on?
He slapped my butt and then he took my phone.
What? No, absolutely not. Unacceptable. We're going to go have a talk in the office.
Actor Sean Moran also reminds the students to talk about consent in these situations.
Jack is the one who's choosing to harass Jessica. It's not her fault one little bit. What can she do to let Jack know that that's not okay?
This performance is aimed at helping students express themselves if they see or experience harassment. But the school's counselor, Stacia Comer, says it's also a good tool for when she's working with the kids doing the harassment and bullying. Now, she can remind a student of specific performances from Creative Action and have him or her compare it to their own actions.
And I'm like, so do you see that as similar or different to what you just saw in this scenario? And then a lot of times kids will connect, oh, that was similar to what happened. Because a lot of the times there's just a disassociation.
Creative Action hosts programs in dozens of schools around the city. Claire McInerney, KUT News.